What does the Bible say about the dignity of work and the indignity of not work? Are there consequences? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be spending some time today talking about laziness and not working, which is a common problem today. And the Bible has much to say about it. Young people in particular while away hours upon hours pursuing foolish things like video games and not understanding the consequences of the precious time that God has given them and misusing those opportunities. In 2 Thessalonians 3:11, we read, "For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies." God here is saying that when you do no work at all, you are leading an undisciplined life. In Proverbs 22:29, we read, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Can you imagine someone, God says, who is skilled in his work? In other words, he's leading a disciplined life. He will be able to stand before kings, God says. You see, what is God saying? There is dignity in work. It doesn't matter how complicated the work is. It doesn't matter how menial the work is. It all means to God that there is dignity in it. God honors that. He will bless it. Proverbs 23:21 warns us, "For the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness, that is laziness, will clothe one with rags." There is a direct relationship in Scripture between laziness and poverty. If you just talk and don't work, it will lead to poverty. Proverbs 14:23, "In all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." In other words, if you're a talker but you're not a worker, you are destined, according to the Holy Scriptures, to living a life of poverty. As a matter of fact, New Testament Scripture even tells us that. "If a man will not work, neither let him eat." 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. Not only will laziness lead to poverty, it will also lead to shame. In Proverbs 10 verse 5 we read, "He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully." Now, God performs his word. In Jeremiah 1:12, he said to the prophet, "You have done well, Jeremiah. I am watching over my word to perform it." So, if you have developed a lifestyle of a sluggard, a lazy person, seek deliverance from the Lord. Ask the Lord to change your heart. Ask the Lord to deliver you. Maybe the problem is a generation's curse. If your father or mother were lazy, or their parents were lazy, or their grandparents were lazy, the generation's curse goes down four generations. And that generation's curse needs to be broken through confession and repentance and acknowledging to Father God that in what they did by their lifestyle, they walked contrary to him and his word. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 40 to 44. That's the breaking of the generation's curse. If there is no ancestral history of such, that would mean that you or I are the problem. So we have to do a self-examination and be direct and honest with ourselves, and we have to ask ourselves, what is it about me that makes me this way? Holy Spirit, show me what my problem is and deliver me from this. I ask it in Christ Jesus' name. In Proverbs 10:4, we read, "Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." Now watch this. "The hand of the diligent makes rich, but he who works with a negligent hand, poor is he who works with a negligent hand." Proverbs 10:4. But in Proverbs 12:24, watch this. It says, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand," that is the hand of the lazy person, "the slack hand will be put to forced labor." That's a discipline of the Lord for willful laziness, for being a willful sluggard, for not wanting to work when you are able to work. In Proverbs 13, verse 4, we read, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing." That is, the lazy person craves and gets nothing. "But the soul of the diligent is made fat." You see, there are consequences of being lazy. In Proverbs 20, verse 4, we read, "The sluggard does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing." There are consequences of laziness. There are consequences of being a sluggard. You see, much of the problem that has to do with these things are related to the will. This is a soul problem. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions in Scripture. Mind, will, and emotions. And when one sets their will to spend more time with entertainment than with labor, providing for themselves, providing for their spouse, providing for their children, their family, perhaps sitting around the house daily, whiling away the hours, wasting time watching television, playing video games, or out gambling when they should be working. What is the problem? The will is not facing obligation to others. The will is not facing responsibilities. This is a problem. In Exodus 5, verse 9, we read, "Let the labor be heavier on the men. Let them work at it, so that they will pay no attention to false words." I might add also false ways. You see, in Hebrews 5:11, the Holy Spirit through Paul said, "Concerning him we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing." One of the problems with many people who live a lazy lifestyle, many people who become sluggards, is that they also become dull of hearing. They become lazy as a consequence. Do you remember Proverbs 23:21 that we read at the beginning of the broadcast? "For the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe one with rags." Laziness will clothe one with rags. Paul scolded the Thessalonians about that. We read it earlier. He said, "We hear that some among you are leading undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies." 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 11. Undisciplined life and sluggardness or laziness go hand in hand. Christian moms and dads, teach your children early in life to be responsible and to understand work as a discipline to be enjoyed. Proverbs says, "Train your children in the ways that they should walk, and they will never depart from their ways." As a matter of fact, in the first part of the verse of Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, it says, "Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might." Do it with all of your might. There is dignity in work. There is dignity in labor. It doesn't matter how difficult it is, how easy it is, how menial or insignificant it may appear to be. God finds dignity in it. And if God finds dignity in it, the next question is, can you? Why not? If you can work with your hands, why not? If you can put, with whatever amount of money you make, food on the table and drink on the table, sustenance for your loved ones or your family or your children, why not? The Scripture is very clear. God expects it of all of us. And there is dignity in work. And that is the next thing that we have to understand. Proverbs 6, verse 9 to 11 says, "How long will you lie there, O sluggard?" A sluggard is a lazy person. Again, "How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man." What is God saying here? Keep up your practice of laziness. Keep up your lifestyle of being a sluggard. And poverty is going to come on you as a curse and take you by surprise. What you are actually doing is reaping poverty for having sown no seeds of work. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6, we read, "Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us." Here the tradition is talking about what the scripture is. The tradition is another term for the Word of God. What the Word of God says about work. What the Word of God says about not being a sluggard or lazy. Here, Paul is saying, keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness. Maybe you feel that you have not been able to overcome laziness or idleness. But guess what? If God has a way into your life, God has a way out of your circumstance. God will meet you at your own level of faith, and He is able to strengthen you to overcome. He is able to impart wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding of what to do, how to do it, and what actions you need to take. And once you step out in faith and attempt to work, attempt to find a job, regardless of how insignificant it may seem to you, you will discover that God will meet you at your own level of faith, and He will empower you because He wants to bless you. You see, laziness and being a sluggard is a curse. It leads to poverty. It leads to want. It leads to rags. It leads to hunger. Everything that is harmful and contrary to God's will for your life. Maybe you can't do it alone. Maybe you've been this way all of your life. God can make a way for you. If you will receive Christ today and invite Him into your heart, He gives two promises. In Revelations chapter 3, He says, I stand at the door and I knock. That's the door of the heart. He who hears my voice and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him. He'll come into your heart and reveal himself as your friend and your Savior from sin, self, and circumstances. Then in the Gospel of John chapter 14, he says, I will manifest myself to them. You will get an experience of him, that he is real. You see, the Christian faith walk is self-proving. It's experiential. You have to experience it to see that it's real and that it works. And he will make a way out for you, whatever your circumstance. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sins, and the Lord Jesus Christ will do the rest. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational congregation. Get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God. I promise you, my friends, you will never again be the same. Get water baptized by immersion. Get into a non-denominational congregation that preaches the full gospel. Get baptized in the Holy Spirit by those who have the baptism in the Spirit. If there are none, go to the New Testament Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, and read it without doubting and ask Father God to baptize you in His Holy Spirit, and He will do so for the asking. When the gifts manifest, you will know that you know that you know what they are. Get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friends, you will never again be the same, because the proof that Jesus Christ is real is the testimony of changed lives by the hundreds of millions of those who have received Him throughout the centuries. It is self-proving. Well, we're out of time. God willing, talk to you next week. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same
because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.